I call on President Trump to go on national television now to fulfill his oath and defend the Constitution and demand an end to this siege.
This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel.
Insurrection is one of the terms being used to describe the events of January 6th, 2021 in Washington. There will be much more news reporting on radio and TV, online and in print. There will soon be books, no doubt, and movies and music. There will be investigations and formal hearings. How could it happen? How can a mob overrun the U.S. Capitol and storm the chambers during proceedings to certify the results of the election? Critical and necessary questions in need of answers. None of it will be complete if they don't also consider something very obvious to anyone observing images from the chaos. The people who stormed the Capitol were, by and large, white. And the degree of security and preparation for a crowd on that day were nothing compared to the police presence a few months earlier when black people marched in Washington demanding an end to state violence against black people. I'm Paul Cross. This is Crosstalk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 5, Episode 8. The differences between policing the Black Lives Matter marches of 2020 and the Trump insurrection of 2021 must not be lost in the official investigations and reports. In between late May and early June, during protests following the killing of George Floyd by police in Minneapolis, thousands of police and National Guard members were put on heavily armed duty across the U.S. Capitol. You can easily look up images from those days. During marches and demonstrations in the street, more than 400 people were arrested, mostly people of color taking part in the demonstrations. The White House gave advance orders to deploy the National Guard. In January, when a failed and defeated president orchestrated a demonstration, the mayor of Washington asked a day in advance, please deploy the National Guard. The following morning, tens of thousands of followers flooded Washington and heard an hour-long rant by the outgoing president, who urged them to march on the Capitol. His lawyer told the crowd they should force trial by combat to contest the outcome of the election. As they marched to the Capitol, and closer, and through the barricades, and up the steps, there seemed to be little effort to stop them. We're told that later in the afternoon, it was actually the Vice President, Mike Pence, who authorized calling in the National Guard because the Oval Office wouldn't do it. I'll leave the rest of that for the stories about the investigation yet to come. The difference in the reception Americans were given, comparing the events, could not be more glaring. On CNN, Van Jones was on it right away.
I don't think that Republicans and conservatives can look at this and say this is okay. I'm calling on all of my conservative friends, my Republican friends, to say, what would I do if Black Lives Matter dropped 30,000 black people on the nation's capital and laid siege to the seat of power in the middle of a joint session of Congress and broke in? What would I say if Black Lives Matter do that? I'm going to say that right now. What would, if Muslims did it, if Muslims dropped 30,000 Muslims on the seat of government in the middle of the joint session of Congress and ran in there and there was blood on the floor and tear gas, what would we be saying?
When the Toronto Raptors were set to play the Phoenix Suns later that evening, there was some question whether the players would go ahead. Would they protest instead or boycott the game to point out that difference, in addition to the news a day earlier that none of the white police involved in the shooting of a black man named Jacob Blake would face any charge? During the pre-game show on TV, Raptors co-host Sherman Hamilton could not overlook the obvious.
It's just another reminder of how different things could be if those were different people at the White House doing those things. And it forces you into a situation to have to really consider and have those conversations again. I had it with my daughter on the drive in here about how difficult it is for her to understand why this is happening and why it would have happened differently if people of color were there.
In the end, the Raptors played, but not until standing with the Suns, the two teams linking arms in a circle during the playing of the national anthems. That was not carried live in the TV broadcast in Toronto. No. What was painfully clear to anyone watching, but perhaps not if you were listening to live coverage on the radio, is the fact the mob at the U.S. Capitol was almost all white. And radio anchors and reporters must say so in their coverage. But look more closely. Look at the symbols, not just the red MAGA hats or the cult flags with the name of the leader. The T-shirts, Camp Auschwitz, 6MWE, which stands for 6 million wasn't enough. And one of the other flags some carried. When proceedings resumed later in the evening, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker lamented it as another indicator of the depth of the crisis in America.
Our democracy is wounded, and I saw it when I saw pictures of yet another insurgency, of a flag of another group of Americans who tried to challenge our nation. I saw the flag of the Confederacy there. What will we do? How will we confront this shame?
A shame that was committed not just at an important moment in the civic life and history of a country, but at an even graver moment. When the mob overran the Capitol and attacked the chambers, their elected representatives were actually working on behalf of those very crowds who stopped them. They were debating an objection to certifying the election results from Arizona. The insurrection interrupted an attempt to disqualify the ballots from one state where voters went overwhelmingly for the other side. By nightfall, among the thousands of people at the Capitol building, among the thousands and the hundreds doing damage inside, people with badges managed to arrest a grand total of 52. 52. Compare that to the numbers arrested in the marches for Black people's lives. There is obviously so much more to the story, to a chapter in U.S. history. But if the obvious systemic racism on full display in Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021 is not seriously examined and highlighted in the official reports as well as in the news, it will be another case that shows there really are two Americas. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.